Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to break down all things ADHD with a little sprinkle of that cosmic wisdom. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank calendar, wondering how to magically create a schedule that doesn't just exist on paper, but actually works in real life? We've all been there. Especially when you've got that beautiful, brilliant ADHD brain trying its best and sometimes not so best to keep up with the demands of daily life. But here's the thing. A schedule shouldn't feel like another battle you're fighting against your own wiring. It can be a tool for harnessing that energy, focusing those creative impulses, and actually celebrating the unique way your brain works. So today, we're diving into creating a schedule that doesn't just contain your ADHD, it embraces it. Here are 5 key takeaways to make this happen. Number 1. Embrace flexibility. Forget rigid hour-by-hour plans. Your brain craves novelty and variety, so build in some wiggle room. Think of your schedule more like a framework, a loose structure with plenty of space for detours, spontaneous adventures, or even those brain fog moments where you just need to take a step back. Number 2. Identify your peak performance times. Ever notice how certain tasks feel easier at specific points in the day? Maybe you're a morning person who tackles creative projects with gusto before noon, or maybe your brain truly kicks into gear after that afternoon slump. Pay attention to these patterns and schedule your most demanding activities during those high-energy windows. Number 3. Break down tasks into bite-sized chunks. That big project staring you down? Instead of feeling overwhelmed, break it into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like baking a cake you wouldn't expect to magically whip up the entire masterpiece in one go, would you? Each step builds on the last, and celebrating those many victories along the way keeps you motivated and on track. Number 4. Incorporate movement and breaks. This isn't just about physical exercise, though that's definitely important. Think about incorporating short bursts of activity throughout your day, a quick walk around the block, some stretches at your desk, or even dancing to your favorite song while you make dinner. These many movement breaks can do wonders for clearing your head, boosting your energy levels, and preventing that dreaded afternoon slump. Number 5. Don't be afraid to experiment. Your perfect schedule doesn't exist, it's something you create through trial and error. Play around with different structures, time blocks, and routines until you find what works best for you. Remember, there's no shame in adjusting things along the way and learning what truly resonates with your unique needs. Okay, let's get real. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? You know, that feeling when you wake up later than planned, spend the next hour trying to organize your thoughts, and then suddenly realize it's lunchtime already? That can be especially common for us ADHD folks. But what if I told you there's a way to create a schedule that not only keeps you on track, but actually works with those brain waves instead of against them? Imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, knowing exactly what your day holds without feeling overwhelmed. Your morning routine feels like a celebration, not a chore, and you breeze through tasks with focus and clarity. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, that's the power of creating a schedule that aligns with your ADHD brain. Instead of fighting against those impulses, we can harness them into productive forces. And it all starts with understanding how our brains work, celebrating those strengths while acknowledging those areas where we might need a little extra support. So, what's the biggest takeaway from today? Your schedule shouldn't feel like a prison sentence, it should be your GPS to success. Embrace flexibility, identify your peak performance times, break down tasks into manageable chunks, incorporate movement and breaks, and never be afraid to experiment. Remember, you are not defined by your ADHD, but empowered by it. Go out there, create a schedule that celebrates your unique brilliance and watch your life transform. I'm so excited for you. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who needs a little inspiration, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.